Very special day, Memorial Day today, as we talked about at the top of the show. Pat, I don't know if you got to meet Jerry Coleman.
Never had the honor.
We call him the Colonel. Mm-hmm. He passed away about a year and a half ago. But he was the only military man who actually fought in both wars, World War II and the Korean War. He was brought back after starring for the Yankees in the Korean War. He had a great career as a broadcaster for the Yankees, a manager. Broadcast of the Padres and the Yankees. He was a manager of the Padres one year. They brought him out of the booth. They dedicated a statue to him before he passed away. And the statue is not as of a baseball player, but as a pilot. And he talked about that with me quite often. But on Memorial Day, I miss him. And he epitomized the baseball player and just the man who served his country. And I thought Raf was great enough to find something this morning talking with Jerry Coleman, and I thought we'd be appropriate today to bring it to you. So we start off with Jerry Coleman right now talking about Memorial Day and about a military career. And Jerry, you go back into the military in the Korean War. How'd you find out you were going back in?
I got a letter from the somebody out in Alameda. This was in October 1951. And they asked me to come over and have lunch. Oh, well, sure. I mean, I'm a Marine. They're a Marine. I went over there, and he looked at me and said, "What do you think about going back in the service?" I said, "Well, frankly, not much." And so he said, "We're going to get you." I said, "How long?" He said, "A year and a half." This was October. I said, "I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Take me right now in October of 1951. Let me out in March of 1953. I missed 1 year." No, they don't work that way. They took me out took me at the beginning of 52, let me out at the end of 53, so I missed 2 years. That really did not help me, I must tell you.
Now, of course, there are players who went into the service, not many who went into Korea who had been in World War II, which you had. But for you, you didn't play baseball in the military. That was not your part.
I couldn't find a baseball when I was in the service in Korea. I went to El Toro, and I was there for 20 days, flew around the clock, and then they sent me overseas, and I ended up in Korea, and I was there for about 9 months. And the thing about that that was kind of exciting was all carrier qualified pilots were called back. See, we're going to see what we can do, make it work. Well, it never happened. The war ended before I got back.
But you were in the air when Ted Williams was hit. That's a tremendous story.
But we didn't know it. Obviously, we heard this. I got a Mayday. And immediately, that becomes your brother. Because we knew it was all Marines in North Korea at that time. We didn't know who it was, of course. And we heard somebody say, I got you. Follow me. It took him into K-55 or 16. I forget which airfield it was. And, of course, Ted landed on a Marston matting, which was a metal matting, with no wheels, no flaps. He was about, I guess, 20 to 30 knots higher than he should have been, and he scraped along the bottom and got out okay. Why he didn't blow, no one knows to this day, because that's usually creates an explosion. And he got out, and of course, for Ted, it was not a happy experience, I've got to tell you.
Yeah. All right, so you get back. Thank God you get back. Everything is okay. What were your baseball skills like when you came back?
Limited. I was never as good. But I'll tell you one thing. The biggest part of my life was my time in the service in World War II and in Korea as a United States Marine flyer. I really look back on that, considering that the biggest part of my life, the most important part, and nothing has changed. Baseball was great. Don't misunderstand. That's how I made a living. But the biggest part and most important part of my life was my time in the service.